All right, guys, this is your review for Chapter 2 for Physical Science. Listen to this as many times as you need. You have a test over Chapter 2, Properties of Matter. Chapter 2, Section 2.1 deals with classifying matter. So basically, we talked about pure substances in class. What are pure substances? An element is an example of a pure substance, and it's made of only one kind of atom. And atoms are the smallest unit of matter. So elements are considered pure substances. We also talked about compounds being pure substance. It's a substance made of two or more simpler substances, or in other words, two or more different atoms. And it can be broken down, but is still a pure substance. For example, water is water. It's a pure substance. It's not made of anything else. There's nothing else in it. We have another substance, pure substance, and these are mixtures. Mixtures can be heterogeneous or homogeneous. If it's a homogeneous mixture, it's called a solution. Okay, and that's where all of the mixture is even throughout or the same throughout. Heterogeneous mixtures, however, are different throughout. The example in your book that it gives you as a heterogeneous mixture is sand. Sand is made up of a bunch of different things, and it's not even throughout. We've got several types of heterogeneous mixtures. We've got suspensions and colloids. A suspension is a heterogeneous mixture that separates into layers over time. For example, if you shake up a container of sand and water, the sand mixes with the water and forms a suspension. Over time, the suspended particles of sand settle to the bottom of the container. Now, colloid contains some particles that are intermediate in size between the small particles in a solution. In other words, the particles are different sizes. Colloids do not separate into layers. You cannot use a filter to separate the parts of a colloid. A good example is fog. It's water droplets in the air. Some are larger, some are smaller. Okay. Then we went on to section 2.2 with physical properties. Some physical properties include things like viscosity, which is the resistance of the resistance to flow of a liquid. So a high viscosity means it's going to be a very thick liquid, like maple syrup. We talked about that in class. Conductivity is a physical property. That's the ability to conduct electricity. Malleability, to be able to bend metal, is a physical property. Hardness, melting and boiling point are also physical properties. And density, okay? And then we also talked about the ways that we could change physical properties. Filtration is a process that you can use. Distillation, which is basically taking salt out of salt water, okay? And then we talked about physical changes. The biggest thing that you need to know about physical changes is that they can be reversed, all right? Some, however, cannot be reversed, so you kind of have to watch out for that. For example, cutting hair, it's still a physical change, but it's not like you can glue your hair back on or mend it so that it's the same as it was before, okay? We also talked about chemical properties and chemical changes. Some chemical properties that we talked about and wrote down in our notes were flammability and reactivity, all right? And then we went on to talk about chemical changes. Some things to look for when a chemical change occurs are things like a change in color, production of gas or an odor, formation of a precipitate, which is formation of a solid, okay? The biggest thing about chemical changes is you cannot change them back. They're irreversible, okay? They're irreversible. We talked about anytime you cook something or add heat to something, it's probably gonna undergo a chemical change. Okay, I would look at the review game zone. There's some good games on there that you can play that'll help you study for this test. Listen to this audio boo a bunch. Look at the old notes online and watch those screeners that I put with the notes online also. Study your notes that you took in class and look through your textbook as well. Good luck on the test tomorrow. Oh, and your bonus. If you can write at the top of your Scantron the formula for carbon dioxide, if you can write the formula for carbon dioxide at the top of your paper, it's worth 5 extra points on your test tomorrow. Good luck to you guys.